Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everybody. Welcome to Saturday AM Live. This is Vance Rogers, and today we are talking about super solutions in stressful times. Okay, I think that's a good way to describe what some of us have been experiencing the last few weeks, and every human being on the planet, unless you're living in a cave someplace as a hermit, you're going to go through stressful times where the body, the physical body and the mental body, our body and our mind, they're going to be stretched beyond the limits of what's normal, what is typical. And I think I can adequately say in the last few weeks I have experienced that. For those of you who don't, like myself, you don't have a license to drive Facebook, or you're still not understanding how the world of social media experiences, I have had more people this week tell me, oh, how's that doing, or how's you, you know, da, da, da. I'm like, how in the world did you know about that? And they said, oh, I read about it on Facebook. You sent your wife that picture when you were doing this, or I remember you saying that your daughter was going off to university in Washington, D.C., and I'm like, how is all this stuff out there? And I forget that there's 7 billion people on the planet. 6 billion of those people have, or excuse me, let me retract that. There are 6 billion handheld electronic devices. Okay? Phone, iPhones, droids, iPads, laptops, anything that you can hold in your hand, pagers, 6 billion. 2.1 billion people are on Facebook. Just some stats. So the world is very, very well connected. Every minute, every 60 seconds of every day, 24/7, 500,000, over 500,000 people update or post something on their Facebook page. So if you're thinking that the world is not connected, it is. And that being the case, when we experience things, other people are watching, other people are listening. My common joke, as I shared with somebody yesterday and last night, and they said, yeah, I really don't have time. I believe it was Sandy Martin and I were conversing about this yesterday. She said, I really don't have time to take pictures of the casseroles or the dinner that I make, or the breakfast that I serve my husband, which is typically a Tim's and Vital Balance shake. She said, I don't have time to take a picture of that, nor do I know how or want to, and post it for the world to see. I said, yeah, I don't think people are all that keen on, you know, when I decide, make the decision as a family. You know, we have a family meeting, and I decide that we're family, folks, Stacy, girls, we're going to switch from 2-ply to 3-ply toilet paper. And here, I'm going to take a picture of it, I'm going to paste it, put it on my Facebook page so the whole world, you know, knows about it. Yeah, it's not me. And I know that sounds silly, but if you're on Facebook, you can see that people do that kind of thing. That being the case, a few weeks ago, we had the privilege, and you will get to hear her story, and I encourage, I'll just set it up and say this, if you know somebody, if you have a child or a grandchild that is heading to university or is in those university ages, or they're going to college or whatever it may be, and you are a silver with Nikon or above, this is one of those interviews you're going to want to hear. I'm sitting in our eldest daughter's room right now. She is studying international development, international business. I'm sorry that I'm forgetting the exact name of the major she's studying at American University in Washington, D.C., and I could read the little blurb that she said, shared with us yesterday, about playing on the rugby team for the university. She played varsity level volleyball for 7 years, all through high school, and on several club teams. And now she has decided to jump out there. Her parents do this a lot, too. We just jump out there and throw caution to the wind. And she's playing rugby for American University. She's on the traveling team, and she's quite excited about being the smallest and the lightest person on the team. But The reason why I'm sharing about her is you will get to hear from her in a couple of weeks about the Watanabe Scholarship Foundation and what that's doing to pay for her her education. It's a $45,000 a year tuition. And Nikin is willing, I should say, Mr. Tom Watanabe, the owner of Nikin, is willing to write a check for that whole thing. You have to be a silver and above, and it's open for your children and your grandchildren. So, if that's not a motivator for you, I don't know what else could. This is a huge, huge deal. So, that being the case, a few weeks ago, Stacy and I had the privilege of taking her back to Washington, D.C. from Oregon, where we have lived, and I'm going to set that up here for a few minutes and tell you what's going on currently. As of late last night, I got an update on the Eagle Creek wildfire, if I can call it that, 48,000 plus acres that have been scorched. And while we're in Washington, D.C., I got a good exposure to what the Nikin products can do in a pinch, in a stressful time. Several different things took place, but the one that I want to focus on is, what do you do when you only have a few products because you only have a little bit of space because you're carting back 282 pounds between six checked bags for your daughter to move into her tiny dorm room, and you don't have a lot of space for your own Nikin products? We really can't cart everything that we get to enjoy in this home that we refer to as a wellness home. And how do you do that? What do you do if you eat at a little Mexican restaurant just down the street from American University, and about an hour and a half later, after riding on the metro and taking in some of the sights before you get up and leave early the next morning, what does one do if you know beyond a shadow of a doubt you're experiencing food poisoning? What do you do? You know, I'd be open to suggestions, but what I knew how to do was, since I didn't have a MagFlex on me, since I didn't have any of the nutritionals on me, since the day before I had lost or left, however you want to label it, my Nikin sports bottle in the Uber ride going over to the university, what do you do to try and deal with that? And you are on the metro and you know that something's going to go, or it's going to defy the laws of gravity and it's going to come back up. Well, what I knew how to do was simply that the insoles, the M-stripes, the M-steps, in that pair of shoes, I currently wear a pair of M-steps, and all I knew to do was grab that M-step and hold it on my abdomen, and within seconds, it definitely helped. I was already to the stage of sweating or glowing, perspiring heavily, if you will. And I was leaning over, holding myself in the seat as we're riding the metro, knowing that we had a few more stops. There are no trash cans on a subway train, usually. I did not have a plastic bag. I don't typically carry a, in the airline industry, they call it a barf bag, I think. I don't usually carry that, and Stacy didn't have one on her either. And I looked around at the other passengers, and they didn't have one. At any rate, upon our exit, I did make a donation in a plastic bag that I found in the trash can right at our subway stop. But within what was really, really cool was that in the next few minutes following, once we took the short walk back to our hotel room, having the lactoferrin and having the jade greenzymes. When you're dealing with an issue on your body, we need to go right for that area of the body. Okay? If somebody's dealing with a headache, putting a pair of insoles in their shoes, it might help, but why not take these products? And I'm not making a medical claim in any of this at all. Just saying, why not take those products and put them on that area? And that's what I did. I knew it was a stomach issue. There's something in that spinach enchilada that I ate that was not agreeing with me, and it came back up. But still, now I'm dealing with the after effects of being nauseous, of having expelled that toxicity, that poison, if I can call it that. And now what do I do to counteract that? Well, the fastest thing that I knew how to do is take a lactoferrin, pop open the capsule, dump it under my tongue. The fastest way to get anything chemically based, which this is a good chemical, into the body to bypass the digestive system and into the bloodstream. And then I also swallowed some of the jades, just straight up, put them in my mouth, swallowed some with some water down, and then put some as well underneath my tongue. When you do this, if you've never done it before, you will say, that is the nastiest thing I've ever put in my mouth. It's kind of like, it's sharp and burns like vodka. If you've ever consumed vodka, I don't drink. I don't care to drink. I have consumed adult beverages in the past, and I don't really care for them. I actually had some last weekend during our anniversary, and that's what's going to lead up to the second part of this, is that the faster you can get something that's good, that's organic, into the body, the jade greenzymes, the immunity, the lactoferrin, into the stomach and into the bloodstream reacts the fastest way possibly that the body can respond to something. And there, and I know there's other things that you can do. I just didn't think of them. I mean, I didn't have my Niken sports bottle with me anymore. I didn't have the Niken sleep system, the nature rest that I would have loved to have gone and laid down on. I did have my pillow. And there's only so tight you can cuddle with a pillow on the abdomen and on the chest to calm down. And the coolest thing, within about an hour, hour and a half, after we got back to the hotel, after I'd gotten a shower, just sitting there in bed, about an hour, hour and a half, I could feel all of my stomach muscles start to relax and calm down. Now, yes, that was because I'd gotten whatever it was that wasn't supposed to be inside of me. I'd gotten that out. But again, it's using the products rather than what's the typical thing we learned as kids, that either our mother or our grandmother or our father or grandfather said, drink some 7-Up. And that, to me, just doesn't make sense. Why put acid on top of something that's already toxic? So let's go the other way and put something that's slightly alkaline. So is there a value to Niken's Pine Mag water? Absolutely. So let's switch gears now and talking about being on the front lines of a wildfire. Okay? Here is the current statistics. And I think this applies, if I could stretch a little bit, and look at areas like southern Texas, Houston, Galveston, that a few weeks ago were completely underwater. I mean completely. What was it, 40 or 50 inches of rain? Record-breaking. They've never had that much rain, ever. And then we look at right now what's current down in the island of Puerto Rico. Complete and utter devastation because of gale force. I mean, unbelievably high record winds. The entire state of Florida almost is completely suffering. And southern Oregon right now, almost 200,000 acres have been completely altered. Montana, the state of Montana, over 1 million acres in a wildfire. For us here in Oregon, and this is literally in our backyard, about 4 miles away is what I'm guessing, as the crow flies, is where the western edge of the wildfire impacted us. As of late last night, 48,668 acres and 46% containment. I had the privilege, being a volunteer firefighter, of getting a page and then getting a text that simply said, we need 2 more volunteers to replace 2 of our guys who need to come off the front line. I just happened to be in the right place at the right time, pulling into our fire station to help unload 9 pallets of energy drinks, natural energy drinks that had been donated by Portland Bottling Company, and I walked in the station office looking for our chief to simply say, I'm in. I want to be at the top of the list if I'm able to go, if my training certification is up to date. And anyway, through a short, quick phone call, he said, Vance, I got you down. You're number one. I didn't know who number two was, but within a few minutes later, he said, yep, you and Duane will be going. Be back at the station at this time. Have your gear ready to go. And what do you take, again? What do you take when you only have a few minutes to pack and you don't have any idea how long you're going to be gone? On a national or a federal level, conflagration, and that's a word I've struggled to figure out how to pronounce for years now, you don't know how long you're going to be part of that task force. This task force was over 1,000 personnel. Right now it's 160, give or take a few. There were 83 different departments from the state of Oregon represented. And then as the days progressed, some of those departments in the state of Oregon left and other states got involved. Washington, Idaho, California. And they all come together. The way that a federal event like this takes place is they all come together so that the local area where the wildfire is burning, they're not overly taxed because of their resources. So they pull from all over the place, and it's all part of a concentrated effort to deal with a tragedy of this sort. When you're dealing with things like hurricanes and tornadoes, when it becomes a federally impacted event, the U.S. government gets involved and the National Guard can get called upon. In this event, it was local fire departments. And as I mentioned, 83 different departments came and in a very short amount of time started making lines saying, this is how far the fire is going to go. Our goal is to stop it. And I was part of a task force, and our primary responsibility was to basically PR, knock on doors, help people understand. If the wind shifts and the fire comes back to this area, this is what you need to do. And while it was not physically exhausting, working a 12-hour shift from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., the emotion and the mental exhaustion is what taxed my body to the furthest extent. I don't know if I've ever been in that scenario before, because you're seeing people at the height of fear. They don't know. As the mayor of Hood River stood in front of us at our 6 a.m. briefing one morning, Hood River is a very, very large and vibrant city. It is the home of several companies. Tofurky, Google is currently building a huge facility there. Ryan's Juice Company is there. Apples, pears, cherries, you name it. If it can grow on a tree and it's in the fruit category, it probably comes from Hood River. There are over 20 vineyards that are giving Northern California and the Napa Valley a run for their money. And, I mean, I could go on and on and on, but the fire got within 4 miles of the western edge of the city of Hood River, and the mayor stood up in front of the firefighters at our briefing that morning and said, I have two messages for you. Number one, this message comes from my family and the residents of Hood River. We are very, very scared. We don't know, sorry that I'm getting choked up, but he said it this way, we don't know what level one evacuation really means, and we just are scared. And my second message to U.S. firefighters, thank you for doing your job. And with that, he got off the stage, which was nothing more than two pallets with a piece of plywood nailed on top, and he walked away. He was not part of the usual group of individuals, all these different experts in their field, not part of the usual task force. But here I'm hearing a gentleman conveying, and again, that was part of the emotional stress. So what do you take with you? I had all of the nutritionals that I could throw in my bag as fast as I could. I had enough Kenzen Vital Balance to at least get me through a few days. When you're part of a national or a federal conflagration, you basically get to live in a city, in a fairgrounds, in a state park, or in a federal park. You don't know where it's going to be, where base camp is going to be set up, but you have full 3 square meals a day with an amazing food service group of people. There are shower facilities. There is a medical facility. There is laundry facilities. There is a post office. I mean, everything is there. It's a complete little mobile city to service the individuals that are dealing with this fire. And again, there was two areas that I don't know how many acres were represented of entire, just what we called tent city. We chose, four of the five of us in our, from our department, chose to sleep in or on or underneath our two apparatus, the two vehicles that we took with us. And I'm not sure why we did that, but I chose to sleep on it because I was too lazy to walk clear across the fairgrounds to the where they wanted us to pitch the tent. And I don't camp. Vance and Stacy Rogers, we don't camp. We work very, very hard at our different professions, including Nikken, and we earn enough money that I don't feel I need to go play homeless. That's just my philosophy, and I'm a little bit sarcastic when it comes to that, but I just don't like sleeping on the ground. I know I'm sure it would be good for me, but I messed up my back 27 years ago, and I don't want to, you know, aggravate it anymore. So, sleeping on top of a 3,000-gallon water tender on top of the hose bed in a sleeping bag called a cocoon worked just fine for me, except when I woke up in the morning each day to being covered with dew. And that didn't work, even putting a tarp over me. So the very, very last night, I slept in one of the cargo holds that is about 2 foot square by about 6 feet long. And I will try and get a picture posted on the website. It doesn't do it justice, but just imagine, well, I think in cemeteries, we call them a vault, or in the county morgue, they have the drawers. That's kind of what it was, except it wasn't a drawer. And the guys were joking with me as I crawled in there that they were going to lock the door and secure it. And I said, if you do that, trust me, I may be small, but I will put dents in all sides of this until I get out or break the latches. But sleeping on a little foam mattress in the cocoon for less than about 5 hours by the time we get called into bed. And 5 a.m. comes really early, especially when you're working a 12-hour day. The best day that I had, looking back over that five-day experience, the day that I had the most mental clarity, the only day that I was not drowsy in the afternoon, and why it took me 3 days to figure out what I should be doing and how I should be taking care of my body is beyond me. I wanted to adapt. I wanted to become part of this group. And so I would eat every day over at the mess tent what they serve for breakfast. I don't like pork, and that seemed to be a very popular thing, whether it's these massive strips of bacon, whether it's sausage patties, whether it's a thick slice of kosher ham. That was funny. There is no such thing as kosher ham. I just don't like it because I know that pork is extremely acidic and it's not good for the body, especially first thing of the day. I would usually eat the scrambled eggs and whatever potato product and maybe the pancake or the waffle or part of it. And my goal always was to get some easily digestible protein in my body, but nothing compared to the morning that I had of the four that I ate breakfast there. Let's see, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Actually, I'm sorry, I only did it one day out of four, so 20% of the time. I, right there at the back of the truck, our fire truck, enjoyed the Kenzen Vital Balance with a packet of 10-4 already dumped in the shaker cup with just regular Pymag water squeezed out of my water bottle. And what else did I put in it? Oh! Simple way to boost the protein, hemp seed hearts. 10 grams of protein in, is it 2 or 3 tablespoons? I forget, but that's how much I had in there. So I'm thinking, if I do the math real quick, that was like 30 grams of protein mixed with Pymag water plus the 10-4 at 5:15 in the morning. And still at noon when we had our lunch break, our designated time, we could, you know, go take from patrolling around, that's when I actually thought, oh my goodness, I need to probably eat something. And my mental clarity, again, the energy level, that's what our body, and especially my body, thrived on. Having the insoles in my Wildland boots, having both bracelets on, the necklace on, wearing my Magflex, which I don't typically do, allowed me to carry the pack, drag hoses, get up and down on people's roofs and cut branches that were overhanging that would be a fire hazard. All these different things that I realized when it was all said and done, and it took me 2 full days to re-enter back into a normal lifestyle. Thankfully, completely immersed in a Nikan, what we call the Nikan Wellness Home, even though Nikan doesn't have that as a branded name, that's what we like to call our home because we've integrated all the products into it. And I will say again, being in a high-stress environment like that, walking up and down roads and knocking on doors and seeing people as they come out to greet you and saying, do we have to leave again? And seeing sheer terror on their face and being able to calm them down and say, no, it's not time to go. Standing on a road that there are 5 houses on one side and then there's 15 to 20 feet of pavement and then on the other side of that road is complete and utter destruction. Nothing left but 4 to 6 inches deep of ash and everything burned to the ground. And watching as that one of those homeowners comes out the front door and stands on her porch waving her arms saying, thank you. And all I could do at that point was keep on driving and say, you're welcome, with one hand. That's the emotional and the mental anguish that your first responders go through because they're asked to do a job. And yet nobody really trains them for that aspect of it, the psychological. And I can honestly say without these products, I don't know if I would have been able to do that. I really don't. And yet there are people that do this as their profession. I did it as a volunteer, and I'd be happy to do it again. But please, give me a few weeks or maybe a few months before I have to re-up again. But that's one of the greatest things that I can look back. We have some amazing super solutions to use. I'm very confident that I'll have several customers out of this. When it comes to the business side of being able to talk with some of the other firefighters that I served alongside of and simply say, this is what I did and this is how my body responded. One of the gentlemen that I met, Doug, he a garbage man for I can't remember how many decades, and he's had his knees replaced, back surgery, shoulder surgery, and I think maybe his elbows too if I remember correctly, and every 6 months just to be able to exist. Every 6 months, he gets a shot in both of his knees. And I said, would you be open to, and I showed him the MagFlex. While we're standing, we're posted at this particular location. And he said, hey, I'm the type of guy that I don't really need a lot of information. I'll just jump on the internet and order something just to see if it'll work for me. I said, well, then we need to exchange information. And it was really a very fun. I haven't even had a chance. It's been 2 weeks now. And I had a chance to follow up with him, but I will. I didn't know when he came off. That was one of the other things I forgot to mention. When you join a task force of this nature, 12 to 16 days is what's typical. I was very, very fortunate, and it was only 5 days and 4 nights. Very, very fortunate, and did not have to be away from home for any length of time longer than that. But that's what typically happens. And again, in the natural disaster areas around the world right now, they are still living in utter misery and despair. So anyhow, that's kind of my take on what these products will do. But the key thing here is, even though we had mail service at base camp in Odell at the Hood River County Fairgrounds, you gotta have the products before the tragedy strikes. We don't have time to wait 2, 3, or 7, or 11 days. That's the current rate for UPS ground to get to areas like Key West, Florida. 11 days. That's when UPS is running properly. So we have to. There is a sense of urgency. And I stated this a few weeks ago when the heavy rain started in areas of Texas. Now is the time to get the waterfall introduced to people, especially in the next few days. And I know those of you who are listening to this via recording, you're thinking, oh, wait a second, that special ended. Well, Now you can refer back to it and simply say, oh man, I should have. But those of us who are current now, on September 24th, is it? Yes. September 23rd, excuse me. We have a week left, a full 7 days, counting today, to remind folks to contact, to follow up with those people and say, hey, now's the time to take advantage of the current price of $256 before the price is increased to $419 on our current home water system. Let me show you what this will do. There have been umpteen different brochures. I spoke with Dave Johnson this week, and he's got an amazing water brochure that clearly shows what the Nikan Water Solutions can do without making any medical claims. It's got the picture of, I think it's the sweet potatoes, one in tap water, one in bottled water, and one in the pine mag water. And what can happen to a plant? And here's the correlation. If it'll do that for a plant, what will it do for the human body? There's the question. And I think people are smart enough to be able to say, wow, yeah, I should probably get that. And here again, in a stressful time, in a tragedy, when the power is off, when there's no running water, you can pretty much, and again, please hear my heart on this, I wouldn't encourage you to go dip water out of a drainage ditch or out of a stream or out of the ocean. That's salt water. You don't want to do that. However, if there's water that is bottled or from some source, putting it into the waterfall, it's going to take out the bad stuff, and it's going to alter it. But again, please don't throw caution to the wind. I use bottled water. The streams around where we served for 5 days, where we were patrolling around, they were clean enough that I felt I could put them in my sports bottle. I didn't have to because we had plenty of water. There's plenty of bottled water companies out there. The less expensive the bottle of water, the more neutral it's going to be. The more expensive varieties that I've seen, the brands, they tend to be more acidic. So therefore, putting them in a waterfall, putting them in a sports bottle, we can bring that pH up, and we can make it easily digestible or bioavailable to the body. Now is the time to really think, okay, wait a second, who do I know in those areas that have been hard hit? If you feel inclined to invest that for them, then go ahead, because at $256 customer price, that's a much better deal than $419. And there are many, many reasons why Nikan is having to increase the price. Some would say drastically. But the bottom line is, it is what it is. So now we have the opportunity to take advantage of it and get people to make a decision. Dennis Williams has sent down many emails with a full-color, just one-page flyer, a little brochure of showing and helping explain the pH. The best tool that we have when it comes to water is Rick Murphy's waterfall demonstration video on YouTube. All you have to do is type in Rick Murphy waterfall. That's it. RickMurphy waterfall. Rick Murphy waterfall. It'll come up. It's a 14 minute and some second video, almost 15 minutes in length. Watch that. Share that. And then I think that's what convinced me, but I'd already invested in it. And when Stacy and I bought it 5 years ago, it was $385, excuse me. So we paid nearly what the customer price is going to be here in a few days' time. So anyways, I'm hoping that helps. Are there any of you on the line? I know a couple of you, because I can hear the background noise. You've demuted your line by hitting *6. While you may not have been part of a federal conflagration serving on a wildfire amongst 1,000 other firefighters, you may not be in an area right now where it's a national disaster, but is there something that you've used the products for in a stressful situation that really, really helped you?
Power chip.
Power chip. Power chip?
Yes, the power chip. Isn't that the one with the rubber on the outside of it?
It is.
Okay. A bladder infection reared its ugly head for me the other night.
Yeah.
And I did have one of my pills left, that I took, but I also placed 5 different power chips across my lower tummy.
Yep.
And I was at complete peace just like that. Before that, it hurt so that way down into my fingertips. I went to the doctor the next day because my daughter and granddaughter were going to go. And I went to the doctor and she said, there's nothing the matter with you. She said, I don't know what you're talking about. It was gone that fast.
Now, this is Shirley, correct?
Yep.
Yeah, Shirley. Okay, now I need to caution people because, again, they could interpret what you just said as, well, our first line of defense is not to call 911, not to run to urgent care, not to go to the emergency room, but if we just stick a nickin on it, as we used to say years ago, that you could put these different magnets on your body and all of a sudden... Now, that's not what you're saying, because I hear your message loud and clear. However, if you have experienced what you're saying, a bladder issue, and it just hurts...
Oh, terrible.
You put the power chips on that area, and then all of a sudden, did it stop hurting immediately, or was it over a period of a few minutes?
Well, within a few minutes, yes.
Okay. And the next day, you said the doc said there's nothing wrong.
That's right. She said there's nothing wrong with you.
Okay. Well, there you go.
Also,
yeah.
And also, the power chip is fantastic if you have a cough. Place it like right on your throat, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Have a tendency to cough, especially if you're going to lay down while you have a tendency you want to start coughing. Just place a power chip there. And I found that just wards it off just like that. And the same way, put one down, I would say between my ear boobies, you know, there.
Yep.
And that helps you bring that stuff up and just like that. So, and it's
The great reminder of this is that when you have an earth technology or earthing technology or something to get you grounded with the magnetic force field of the earth, like Zeniken magnetic products, all it's doing, we're not making a medical claim here, we're just reminding ourselves that all it's doing is allowing the body to do what the body should be doing. The body is designed by God to heal itself. And if we can expose it to an increased sense of source of magnetic energy, like a power chip, like a necklace, like an insole. I mean, the list goes on and on and on.
Absolutely.
It's going to do what it should do. Rather than, and I'm not saying that Western medicine doesn't have its place, because it does. And I had the choice, after getting stung by a wasp, while on patrol, having my lip, stung by a wasp on the lip. It flew in the back of the fire engine and attacked my lip. I didn't do anything to it, okay? I was in the back seat. We were driving around. I did not provoke it. It wasn't my fault. So please don't say that I walked into a hornet. Maybe I did accidentally provoke one of this wasp's cousins or brothers or sisters. I don't know. So my point is this. When you get stung, what does one do? Well, the little tiny magnetic replacement discs out of the insoles were not strong enough. But what worked? Not Benadryl, not a shot that my other two firefighters wanted to practice on me and hook me up with 100 milligrams of Benadryl injected into my buttocks, is what they kept saying. I said, no, you guys are not practicing on me. But instead, I'll make sure this picture gets posted so you can see how big my lip got. And I don't understand. They thought it was funny. They kept calling me Bubba Gump. What is up with that? I don't understand. Some reference to the movie Forrest Gump, and I was Bubba Gump. I don't understand. And so maybe I need to go back and watch the movie again. But my lip was very, very much enlarged. But within a couple hours' time, using something as simple as ice. Now, of course, we didn't have any on our engine. I had to call our other engine that we were supposed to be patrolling with, and they had the ice chest. And then I went to our task force leader when we were stuck waiting for trees to be dropped on the interstate, and they wouldn't let us pass through. I went to him. They had an ice chest. But within a couple hours later, but again, using a simple modality rather than chemicals. But Shirley, you bring up a really valid point that when there's an infection, when there's an altercation or an ache, especially in the tummy region,
put something directly
on it. Did you use any of the nutritional products internally?
No, I didn't.
No, okay. Okay, and again, we're not making medical claims or saying giving out, you know, prognoses and telling people what to use or whatnot. Just having the products, something as simple as a power chip. I wish I would have had a power chip, or as somebody texted me when I texted them a picture of my enlarged lip, they said, use the Kinko Touch. And I said, that would have been great had I thought about bringing it with me, but I only had so much space.
But those are them power chips, and then if you run your finger around the outside, it activates it so it works that more.
Mm-hmm.
As you got it on there, you know, just put place it where you need it to, and then take your finger and run it around the outside ring of it, and that activates it too. So.
And while Nikan has asked us not to talk about those other two technologies by name, because it's a branding issue. That besides the magnetic energy that's in that chip, those two discs, the outside rubber ring, yes, exactly, Shirley, what you're saying is by rubbing them, we're basically allowing nature to do what it should do, and you're creating the energy. There's all kinds of experts in the field and the research that's been done, and though some of us would say, oh, that's that New Agey voodoo, you know, magic. No, it's thousands of years old, and it all goes back to the beginning of time. So Julie Tara did an excellent job a few weeks ago. I didn't get to see it live. I watched part of the recording. This would actually been the same day that this wildfire for us got started. And I believe that was, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago now? But, again, simple solutions. Anyone else? Thank you, Shirley. I really appreciate it.
Hi, Francis. This is Sandra in Richmond. I want to share how I use the wrap on my foot when I accidentally spilled scalding water on it. It was so painful. Are you hearing me okay?
Oh, loud and clear. I'm just being quiet because when someone of your intellect starts speaking, I shut up.
Oh, no. But our Nikan wraps are phenomenal for reducing burn and whatever, and not making any medical claims, but this was my personal experience in just 1 minute. I was walking from the stove to the sink. Somehow I tripped. The scalding water that I had been boiling eggs in spilled over onto my foot. The pain was amazing. I went to the sink, dropped it, and on my island were several wraps. I immediately kicked off the shoe, and I just put, I think it was a wristband was the first one I got to. Then, because of the pain, I looked, there was the elbow wrap. So I put both on my foot, and I just stood there like, oh, no, I'm not going to be able to use this foot for a while. Well, by the time I got to a chair, because I was shocked that I had inflicted such on me, but by the time I got to a chair, I just stood there and looked, and it was like, oh, girl, you should have taken your knee-high nylon stocking off. It's going to be melted into your foot. Well, the end of the testimony is, that night when I got ready to go to bed, I gingerly removed the first wrap. There was no pain. And I looked, and I'm expecting the nylon itself to be all matted or rearranged, and nothing. Then I very slowly removed the second one. There was no discoloration. I was shocked. So very gently, I removed the nylon. There was not one blister. There was nothing that looked abnormal. I stood up. No pain. I was in shock. Our stuff works.
Now, Sandra, I have to clarify again. I stated this a few minutes ago. You're in Richmond, Virginia. What is the time frame that it takes when you place a Nikan order any day before noon for that order, that shipment to reach you? What's the turnaround time?
Five business days.
Five business days. Okay, so Help me understand here, because I've dumped water on myself. I have, when I was an 11-year-old boy, I burned 14% of my body, and I am a skin graft recipient. Help me understand. So if it takes 5 days to get to Richmond, Virginia, after you place an order, what was the turnaround time that you actually used the product after the scalding water hits you?
Maybe a half of a minute. Because
okay,
it was literally on the island, and I was in the kitchen.
So my point again, folks, please, please hear me. These are not products to think about ordering. These are not products to consider him and hawing about ordering. These are products you have to have on your persona before the tragedy occurs. Sandra, I'm not thinking you could afford to wait 5 days. To get
my
that
foot would have been a mess. Just one hot mess.
And again, I want to remind everybody, and I know this seems silly and trite, we're not making any medical claims just because Sandra and Shirley had this reaction with these small, you know, products. This is... anybody can have this. The human body is the human body. It's living tissues. It's organisms, and it will always respond this way when you use, you know, modalities on it. So, someone's on the line that needs to take Shirley's advice and take a power chip and put it right. How did you say it, Shirley? Between your boobies, or basically right there on the sternum, as close to the lungs as you can possibly get it. The flex, the mag flex, works awesome.
Yes,
absolutely awesome. So I hear another voice. Please share. Thank you, Sandra, for that.
Dan?
Yes. Good morning, Linda. How are you?
First of all, I'm wonderful. First of all, I just want to tell you that it's wonderful having you back. Welcome back. And thank you for sharing all your experiences. You had a lot of prayers over you and the family and everybody there in Oregon. So thank you for sharing.
Thank you.
This is going to be real quick. I know we've got to leave. Our little demo pads, I've been using them as pillows. They're great for your lower back. They're great to put on your stomach. They give you this heat. I know we can't talk about the technologies, but the technologies work. And I just get this wonderful heat from them. So I've been using them on my lower back, not because I hurt, just because it feels good. And I fall asleep on it. It's great to travel. I've been sharing with people whose kids are going to college that get that cocoon and use that little demo as your pillow. It's very lightweight. Put the pillowcase on it to keep it clean because you can't really wash it. So you're also getting the technology benefit from that. And it's just a great way to share the benefit of a good sleep. And it's also great to give as gifts. Thank you gifts, birthday gifts. Holidays are coming up. Thank you for buying a waterfall. And, oh, by the way, here's a pad coming to you. So,
do you remember, Linda, what the cost is on these?
Yeah, it's a whopping $12.99. You don't get any points. You know, it's no CV value, but it's just a lovely little gift, and it's a way of sharing the benefits of other things other than just the water. It lets people know we're a full-service company. So
The beautiful thing about this, I have mine between the two jump seats, the rear of my pickup truck, and it's a fantastic cushion, and I used it for a lumbar support for a couple days, and then I realized, wait a second, I've got two Kinko seats piled on top of each other. I don't really need much more because it's going to put me too close to the steering wheel, and it was. But it's a great little cushion to have as a kids booster on top of the booster seat, or to provide a little bit more padding for Addie in the back seat because there's really not, or as a headrest. So there's multiple uses for it, but I love that suggestion as a gift because, number one, it only costs $12, and also there are several promotions going on right now, and as a new consultant, if and when you are quality enrolled for 3 consecutive months, I believe it's one of the freebies that Nikki gives away. Jeff Isom shared with the Team Kaizen members a few weeks ago that we have so many of these in stock ready to go that I can't remember. It was some astronomical date, like way in the future. He said at the current rate that we're selling them and getting rid of them, it'll be, and it was way, way in the future. So there are plenty of them in stock. Again, it's a great little way to say thank you. It does make a very small pillow. You might want to stack two of them on top of each other, but for that price, should we buy that instead of the Nikin pillow? I would not recommend that. But for a freebie, for somebody in a pinch, I took my pillow with me. I like the, I forget the name of the gentleman's name, the actor on the TV show back in the 70s, The Streets of San Francisco, Michael Douglas, and I don't remember the lead actor's name, but he used to do the American Express commercials, Don't Leave Home Without It.
That's right.
My philosophy, and that's my go-to standard for the Nikin pillow. I do not leave home without it. I don't care. I will leave clothes. I will wash. This is really kind of gross, but I will wash my own underwear by hand if I have limited space, because the pillow goes first. It goes in my go bag first. I do not leave home without it ever.
Ben,
that's the first thing.
Ben, this is Molly. Last week, I wanted to order the travel pillow, and they say, yeah, they don't make that anymore.
The travel pillow. You're talking about the travel, that we never really had a travel pillow. Do you mean the travel comforter?
No, it's just the pillow you were talking about.
This is a sample of the NatureRest sleep system topper. This is a sample chunk. Now, here's a point of, let me throw in this little comment real quick. Here's a point of clarification. Just because you hear something from a Nikin employee does not make it a gospel truth. Okay? There are different, every single day the inventories change at Nikin. So if a employee says, oh no, we don't have that anymore, we don't make that anymore, that does not, please don't go on social media and post it and say, Nikin is out of the waterfall, they're not selling them anymore. That's not true, okay? You could create hysteria here. So, Molly, I hear what you're saying, but a travel pillow, a travel comforter, a travel air unit, the Air Wellness Traveler, yeah, there are certain products they're not making. However, the demo chunk, which is a freebie item, We are receiving one free because we met the qualifications. 3 months quality enrolled, and you get one as a consultant. Whether you're existing, I think it was, is it August, September, and October we're getting one free, or I can't remember when it started. But anyways, the point is this. They have plenty of them available. And on that note, okay, so don't, again, please, folks, and I'm not chastising Molly. So if you're getting offended on Molly's behalf, that's not what I'm doing. I want to bring a point of clarification. We can get caught up in this stuff. Trust me. I was part of a lot of excited emotional hysteria when, again, you're 4 miles from a wildfire that's burning and raging. The emotional exhaustion that my family went through, the ups and downs, it was brutal. It's not something that I ever want to have to repeat again, walking through your home that you've lived in for 20 years and deciding what goes, what stays. It's not something I would wish upon anybody. And yet our entire community went through it, and there are people that are still going through it today. There are people that have lost everything. And that's where we can come in with the five pillars of health and say, hey, I don't necessarily know exactly what you're going through, but how can I help? And that's what a lot of us need to be doing, especially when we're in areas that have experienced utter destruction. I lived through a hurricane back in 1988, Hurricane Gilbert, when I was living in Jamaica, and it is not something that you could say was a fun experience. It's incredibly, incredibly emotionally exhausting. So as a point of clarification, I need to finish with this because we are out of time. I want to clarify again, and I have it in writing from the scholarship department, Nikin Scholarship Department. Yes, you must be a silver and above in good standing with Nikin. That just simply means you renew and you're somewhat active, okay? And it is only for children of a silver and above, or grandchildren, if, here's the big if, and this is what's clarified in print, okay? The applicant must be the child of or legally adopted by a Nikon consultant. Therefore, if you as a Nikon consultant have legally adopted your granddaughter or grandson, as many grandparents do when they take legal custody, or if your daughter were a Nikon consultant, then either of these two scenarios would make your granddaughter eligible as an applicant, okay? This is from Ruth Ann, who is the executive assistant of Mr. Tom Watanabe. So again, when I get the opportunity to interview Kenna here, I'm hoping in a couple weeks' time, her schedule is absolutely crazy, but I just wanted to clarify that. So here's another valid and concrete reason why we need to introduce people not only as customers to Nikon so they can benefit from the amazing results that we've had, but also to the business opportunities. Because as I shared with one gentleman yesterday who was considering renewing, and I said, well, here's the deal. A silver today is 6,000 points in either one or up to three consecutive months. There are some other little minor, they're very minor, qualification requirements. But the big one is 6,000 points. And that makes you eligible for your children or your legally adopted grandchildren. Now, I don't think you'd want to consider going through the legal adoption process just to make them eligible if you know somebody, if you have a grandchild or a great-grandchild or a neighbor that is definitely, there's partiality to single parents. Well, help them grow a Nikon business and teach them and show them. Invite them to get on calls like this, and there's so many, again, 6,000 points, they're silver, and working with them, and then they are eligible. There's a ton, and when I say ton, several million dollars in the Watanabe Scholarship Foundation right now. And anybody who is a child or a legally adopted grandchild of a silver and above is eligible for that. So, thank you, Molly. Thank you, Sandra. Thank you, Linda. And thank you, first and foremost, who jumped out there, Shirley, for sharing these great super solution stories. Hopefully this has been beneficial to you. Next Saturday, oh my goodness, I totally forgot who I've got lined up, but I know I have somebody lined up, so many apologies. But all I've had is my jades and my immunity and my other vitamins. I have not had any of my vital balance yet today, so I got too caught up in texting a nephew. So anyways, have a great day, everybody, a great Nikon weekend, and please don't miss the opportunity of introducing people to the Nikon waterfall and sports bottle before the prices increase. And then also as well, October 1st, 3.5% price increase across the board. So if there's anything that we can do, and if you want to, it's not too late. I'll make this appeal. It's not too late. If you want to jump on board with ICANN 5, you'll have to do 2 weeks worth of homework to catch up. But every Monday evening, I won't tell you the time because I just won't. There's an amazing group of people who have decided they want to go through the 12-week course that we are calling ICANN 5. This is the ICANN Attitude course taught by Marty Jeffries. All of the information, as well as the recordings of these calls, is on www.saturdayamlive.com. That's saturdayamlive.com. And go over to the ICANN 5 tab, and you'll see all 12 lessons right there. You can listen to the audio version, or you can look at the printed version and print it if you so want to. I'd encourage you to do whatever is most comfortable and most educational to you. But every Monday evening, we have a mentoring / accountability call that I get the privilege of hosting. And we had our first call last Monday night. And again, it's not too late. It does require a 100% commitment to do the homework each and every day. And if you miss it, don't beat yourself up, but do double time the next day. I will be doing that today, actually. 3 days in a row that I've missed. Well, not 3 days in a row, I'm sorry, but 3 days this week. So I will be doing that today. And either reading the lesson, lesson number two, we're already into week number two, either three times or listening to it. And again, I would encourage both. So if you want to be part of an amazing 12-week intensive educational course, it's absolutely free. It won't cost you a dime. All the information is there. Check out weeks one and two, or lessons one and two. And if you want to be a part of it, pop me an email or send me a text. But this is not for the feeble-minded. This is somebody who wants to build their Nikan business and wants to attract customers and be customer-centric. This is not to gain more product knowledge. That's not what we talk about. We don't really share product testimonies. We talk about business strategies and hold each other accountable. So, again, ICANN5, and you'd have to send me a text or an email. But don't send that and say, yeah, I'd like to be part of it, and then not show up for the calls. Go through the weeks one and two, lessons one and two, then make that decision. My phone number to pop me a text or to call me, area code 503-348-0749. Again, 503-348-0749. And I know the group would be delighted to have a few more if we can squeeze them in. But again, it's a great group thus far, and we'd love to have you. I don't think there were any other time-sensitive announcements. Looking at the calendar, and I do need to make a note of this, upcoming, yeah, we're still a week out. So that'll be, the next kickoff call will be October 2nd. That's Monday, October 2nd at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. The information on that is on the Nikan website underneath conference calls schedule. And one last thing for those of you who are still remaining, please take note of the Nikan blog. The emails are not coming through as consistently as they should, but on the left side, after you log in with your Nikan ID number as a consultant, left side of the page, scroll down a little bit, it says blog, and make sure you read those. They get published sporadically. Usually they were every Tuesday evening or Wednesday morning. Now they're getting published on different days. But there are specials, like free shipping, that you'll want to pay attention to. So it's not a bad idea to check that every day, okay? Because free shipping on anything, any product, any weight, any size, when you meet the qualifications of whatever the dollar amount is or whatever the point amount is, and ordering whatever product they're highlighting. This last one was the Clarity, along with the Cleanse and the Detox. That was a $91 retail price investment to get free shipping. That's quite a deal. And when it comes to the cost of a Nature Rest topper, that's a huge, huge savings. We get to take advantage of these, but the key is you got to read the blog. So it's there for everybody. Left-hand side of the page, scroll down until you see the word blog, B-L-O-G. And there's not always a special. But we don't know the rhyme or the reason when Nikan decides to do it, but it's there for the taking. We just need to take advantage of it. So that's all I got, folks. Thank you again for those of you who participated. Thanks to everybody else who's listening. And I trust you'll have a fantastic weekend. And if I don't talk to you before, I'll talk to you next Saturday. Same place, same number, or same bat channel, I think is how it's how the episodes of Batman with Adam West always ended, something like that. Have a great weekend, everybody. Love you, son. Something absolutely fierce. Trust me.
Excuse me, yeah, Vince. Did you say that we have now two call on Monday?
No, just one. Just the one Monday evening. But Molly, don't tell anybody the time, because they have to get the time from me. I don't want the line being filled up by people who want to check it out. They need to do the homework if they want to be part of the group, just like you and I are constantly doing.
All right. Thank you.
So, you're very, very welcome. All right,
happy birthday, Van.
Hey, no, thank you again. Thank you, all of you. And I appreciate it. The prayers going back and forth, and I say that from the bottom of my heart. And I'm going to not get into any of the stories, and I won't talk about the wildland fire anymore because I will get too emotional, and you don't want to be on a call with a 49-year-old blubbering mess. It's just not a pretty sight, okay? Thanks again, Linda. Thanks for the prayers from everybody. You guys have a blessed and prosperous weekend. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.